Lord, we lift your name on high. Be glorified, be magnified, be lifted up on high, be exalted, O God. Thank you, precious Father, for waking us up this morning and bringing us into your temple. We give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you glory for joining us to the living. For him that is joined to the living, there is hope. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory. Are you thanking him? Are you celebrating him? Are you lifting his name on high? Begin to do so this morning. Intensely appreciate him from the depths of your heart. Give him thanks and give him praise. Give him glory. Father, we thank you. With everything within us, we appreciate you for your loving kindness, for your unfailing love, for your tender mercies. We give you praise. We give you glory. We appreciate you, Lord, for the sanctification by your word. We give you praise. We give you glory. We appreciate you, mighty God. There is none like you for yet another opportunity to stand in a place of prayer this morning. We lay it to heart to give you praise. We lay it to heart to give you glory. We lay it to heart to thank you, Lord, for we are sure of answers this morning. We give you praise. We give you glory. We bless your name. Begin to ask for the Holy Spirit to saturate this holy temple this morning. Spirit of the living God, saturate this holy temple this morning. Spirit of the living God, saturate this holy temple this morning. Do in our lives what no man can do. Take absolute preeminence of this covenant hour prayer. Let the name of the Father be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Spirit of the living God, thou art welcome. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. Put your hands together for his glory as we welcome the priest.
Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, I bow before your throne. Your very feet, yes, you are the glorious God. Your name, your name is Alpha Omega, ageless, you will never change. You are the Almighty God. Sound of the army of the Lord. I hear the sound of the army of the Lord. The sound of rain, the sound of joy. The army of the Lord, the army of the Lord, the army of the Lord is marching on. I hear the sound of the army. I hear the sound of the army of the Lord. The sound of praise, the sound of joy. The army of the Lord, the army, the army of the Lord. He's marching on. I hear the sound. I hear the sound. I hear the sound. Oh, of the army of the Lord. The sound of praise, the sound of war. The army of the Lord. The army of the Lord. The army of the Lord. Do you yet? Do you hear the sound of the army of the Lord? Do you hear the sound of the army of the Lord? It's the sound of praise, the sound of war. The army of the Lord. The army of the is marching on. I hear the sound of the army of the Lord. I hear the sound of the army of the Lord. It's the sound of praise, the sound of war. The army of the Lord. The army of the Lord. The army of the Lord. We are marching. We are marching. The gates of hell shall not hinder us. We are marching on, we are marching. The gates of hell, the will never. We are marching, we are marching. The gates of hell, the gates of hell. We are marching on. Oh, the gates of hell, the gates of hell. We are flying, we are flying. The gates of hell, the will never. We are flying on, we are flying. The gates of hell, the gates of hell. We are marching, we are marching. The gates of hell, the gates of hell. Oh, we are marching on, we are marching. The gates of hell. Oh.
We are flying. We are flying.
The gates of hell.
Put those hands together for Jesus, and please, you may be seated. Shall begin our intercession this morning by praying, Father, let every winner be liberated from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, thereby taking delivery of our breaking limit package ordained for us this prophetic season. Can I hear a bigger amen? 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as we pray. Father, let every winner be liberated from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, thereby taking delivery of our breaking limit package ordained for this prophetic season. Lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Lift up your voice as you intercede. Let the Lord hear the voice of your prayer. Let him hear the sound of your intercession. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let each and every winner, everyone connected with this commission, be liberated
from all filthiness of the flesh and all filthiness of the spirit, thereby taking delivery of our breaking limit package ordained for this prophetic season. Taking delivery of our breaking limit package that has been ordained for this prophetic season. Lift up your voice on high. Lift up your voice on high. Pray a prayer that must be answered. This prayer is not just an intercession. You are also praying for yourself. My Father and my God, let every winner, including me, be liberated from every filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, thereby taking delivery of our breaking limit package ordained for this prophetic season. Thereby taking delivery of our breaking limit package ordained for this prophetic season. Lift up your voice as you pray. Let the Lord hear your voice of prayer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let every winner be liberated. Let every winner experience liberation from all filthiness. Let every winner be liberated from all filthiness, filthiness both of the flesh and of the spirit, thereby taking delivery of our breaking limit packet that has been ordained for this prophetic season. Lift up your voice as you pray. Pray in your understanding. Also make intercession in the spirit, but by all means, let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession. Let heaven hear the sound of your prayer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let each and every winner worldwide be liberated from all filthiness of the flesh and all filthiness of the spirit, thereby taking delivery of our breaking limit package ordained for this prophetic season. Taking delivery of our breaking limit package that has been ordained for this prophetic season. Lift up your voice on high. Continue to pray in your understanding, but you can also pray in the spirit. Let the Lord hear your prayer. Let him hear your request. Let him hear your petition. Father, let every winner be liberated from all filthiness of the flesh and all filthiness of the spirit, thereby taking delivery of our breaking limit package ordained for this prophetic season. Now lift up those hands, begin to appreciate God, give him thanks, give him praise for answers to prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are prayed. Put those hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated.
Next, we shall be praying, and this time we're saying, Father, give all our new converts a testimony of, once I was blind, now I can see, thereby establishing them in this church for life. Can I amen be louder? John chapter 9 and verse 25, he answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I can see. Please join me, rise on your feet with faith in your heart, and together lift up our voices saying, Father, give all our new converts a testimony of, once I was blind, but now I can see, thereby establishing them in this church all through their lifetime. Lift up your voice and let's together engage at this point, lifting up all our new converts and all our new members, and asking our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, give every single one of our new converts a testimony of, once I was blind, but now I can see, thereby establishing them in the faith and in this church all through their lifetime. Lift up your voice, someone everywhere. Let's together engage our hearts in this intercession. We are praying the will of the Father. Therefore, let's pray with confidence and with boldness. Our Heavenly Father, we cry to you this morning, lifting up all our new converts and asking in the name of Jesus Christ, that you grant to every single one of our new converts, a testimony of once I was blind, but now I can see. Undeniable testimony, unquestionable transformation. Let that be the experience of every single one of our new converts, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice, everyone, wherever you are connected this morning, and show your voice of faith is ascending to the throne of heaven. Our Father and our God, we are crying to you again this morning concerning all our new converts, asking you to give each one of them a testimony of once I was blind, but now I can see. Testimonies that cannot be questioned. Testimonies that cannot be denied. Testimonies that will be open for all to see, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice. Pray some more this morning. Ensure you are praying from the depth of your heart. You are engaging with fervency this morning. Remember, we are praying the will of the Father. We are praying the advancement of the kingdom. Therefore, let's pray with passion. Let's engage from the depth of our hearts, praying for every single one of our new converts, asking the Father in the name of Jesus that He grants to every one of them undeniable testimonies, unquestionable transformation that can come only by His power. Our Father and our God, give every single one of our new converts a testimony of once I was blind, but now I can see. Let every issue of long continuance, Lord, be turned to a testimony. Every issue of long concern, be turned to a testimony in the lives of all our new converts, even in this prophetic season. Lift up your voice. Someone is praying with passion this morning. Don't be quiet. Don't be casual. Don't be passive. Engage with fervency. You are crying for every single one of our new converts, asking our Father in heaven, give every one of them a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see. Give every one of them undeniable breakthroughs in this prophetic season. Someone lift up your voice. Pray some more this morning and get the fervency of your spirit. Someone is praying in the language of the spirit or in your understanding, but ensure you are praying with fervency. You are praying with faith. Pray with boldness. Pray with assurance of answers. Therefore, cry unto God this morning. Remember, He said, "Ye shall call, and the Lord will answer." Our Father and our God, we are crying concerning all our new converts all through this prophetic season. Give every one of them, without less, every one of them, a testimony of once I was blind, but now I can see. Open testimony, public testimonies, the one all eyes will see, the one all ears will hear. Testimonies of transformation. Lift up your voice. Begin to thank Him at this point. He has heard our prayers. He has answered. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We bless your name. In Jesus' matchless name, we have prayed. Give Jesus a big, big hand, and please be seated.
Again, we shall rise with this prayer line. Our Father, let the prophetic word of minimum double both the attendance and number of sales of 2019 be established in this church before this prophetic season is over. Exodus chapter 1 verse 7, and the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceeding mighty, and the land was filled with them. Please rise with me as we enforce these scriptures in prayer. Father, let the prophetic word of minimum double both the attendance and number of sales of 2019 be established in this church before this prophetic season is over. In the name of Jesus, our Father, let your prophetic word of minimum double both the attendance and number of sales of 2019 be established in this church before this prophetic season is over. You are reminding him of his word, and you are commanding him concerning the work of his hands. Lift your voice, therefore, and be strong in faith as you place a decree and as you place your request before the throne of grace. Our Father, the God of all possibility, the confirmer of the word of his servant, the performer of the counsel of his messengers, in the name of Jesus, let the prophetic word of minimum double both the attendance and number of sales of this church as at 2019 be divinely established in this church before this prophetic season is over. In the name of Jesus, our God makes all things beautiful in his time. Lift your voice and play your part. Partner with Jesus. He can do it without us, but let us engage in partnership this morning as you lift up your voice with strong faith in your heart. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let the prophetic word of minimum double, both the attendance and number of sales of 2019, be established in this church before this prophetic season is over. Somebody be stronger, somebody be louder, somebody place a decree this morning. You are not muttering words. You are not fearful. You are not doubtful. You are strong in the faith, reminding God and asking of him for the fulfillment of his word, for the validation of his counsel. Our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let the prophetic word of minimum double both the attendance and the number of sales in this church as of 2019 be supernaturally validated, be divinely established in this church before this prophetic season is over. In the name of Jesus Christ, is there anything too hard for our God to do? Lift your voice and place a demand. All things are possible for everyone that believes. Pray a prayer of faith. Pray a prayer of a believer. Pray a prayer that must be answered. Our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let your prophetic word of minimum double both our attendance and the number of sales be supernaturally established in this church before this prophetic season is over. In the name of Jesus, so shall my word be, says the Lord, that goeth forth from my mouth. It shall not return void. It shall not return empty, but shall fulfill my purpose, shall fulfill the cause for which I sent it. Lift your voice and remind him. Lift your voice and command him in the name of his son, Jesus Christ, to stretch forth his hand and establish the prophetic word of minimum double. Minimum double the number of sales in this church. Minimum double our attendance as at 2019 before this prophetic season is over. You are praying in the Holy Ghost right now, much more passionately than ever. You are also placing decrees in your understanding. Our God is hearing. Our God is answering. Our God is rewarding. Oh Lord, the God of all possibilities, in the name of your son Jesus Christ, validate the prophetic word of double, minimum double the attendance of this church, minimum double the number of cells in this church as at 2019, before this prophetic season is over, to the glory of your holy name, in the name of Jesus Christ, what your mouth has declared, let your hand fulfill. Lift your hands, give him thanks and praise. Our prayers have been answered. In Jesus' awesome name we have prayed. Big, big hands to Jesus and be seated.
Next we shall rise to pray, and when we rise we shall be saying, Father, let the kingdom advancement prayer become every winner's delight all through this prophetic season and beyond, leading to diverse open rewards. A louder amen. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6 paraphrase, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which sees in secret shall reward thee openly. Shall we be on our feet as we pray right now? Father, let kingdom advancement prayer become every winner's delight all through this prophetic season and beyond, leading to diverse open rewards. Lift up your voice as we pray unto our God this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, let kingdom advancement prayer become every winner's delight all through this prophetic season and beyond, leading to diverse open reward. Let everyone hear your prayer this morning. Engage your heart and engage your spirit in praying this prayer. Pray in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, let kingdom advancement prayers become every winner's delight all through this prophetic season and beyond, leading to diverse open rewards. This is our outcry this morning. Lift up your voice and pray with faith in your heart. Our Father and our God, let kingdom advancement prayer become every sooner's delight all through this prophetic season and beyond, leading to diverse open rewards in the name of the Lord Jesus. We are calling upon you, Jesus. Let kingdom advancement prayer become every sooner's delight all through this prophetic season and beyond, leading to diverse open reward. Call upon him this morning. Whenever we call on him, our Father answer. We are praying unto our God this morning. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let kingdom advancement prayer become every winner's delight all through this prophetic season and beyond, leading to diverse open rewards. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we lift up our voices before you, Lord, and we pray. Let kingdom advancement prayer become every winner's delight all through this prophetic season and beyond, leading to diverse open reward. Lift up your voice and pray unto our God right now. Call upon him. He's hearing us again this morning. Our Father, we are praying. Let kingdom advancement prayer become every winner's delight all through this prophetic season and beyond, leading to diverse open reward. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, stand you upon that word of God. Pray to thy Father which is in secret, and the Father which is in secret will reward thee openly. Our Father and our God, we are standing upon your word this morning, and we pray in the name of Jesus. Let kingdom advancement prayer become every winner's delight all through this prophetic season and beyond, leading to diverse open rewards. In the mighty name of Jesus, pray with faith in your heart. Pray a prayer that must be answered. Engage your heart in praying this prayer. Connect your heart in praying this prayer. You can pray it in the spirit. You can pray it in your understanding. Ensure you are connecting it to heaven. Saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let kingdom advancement prayer become every winner's delight all through this prophetic season and beyond, leading to diverse open rewards in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember, he come quickly. His reward is with him to give to everyone. We are standing upon the word of God today, and we pray in the name of Jesus. Let kingdom advancement prayer become every woman's delight, leading to diverse open reward this year in the name of the Lord Jesus. Our Father, we lift up our voices before you again this morning. Let kingdom advancement prayer become every winner's delight all through this prophetic season and beyond, leading to diverse open reward. This is our outcry, Lord. This is our heart desire. We call upon your name, and we know you have done according to our expectation. Lift up your hands and begin to give him thanks. Magnify him and give him the glory. Our Father, have answered us again today. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are prayed. Put your hands together for him and please be seated.
Next, we'll rise up to pray. And when we rise, praying, Father, we decree judgment upon the gods of the land, how to resist the growth of this church, resulting in continuous ingathering of abiding multitude all through this prophetic season. And in Exodus 12:12, for I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Please, saints of God, rise up on your feet as we pray fervently this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree judgment upon the gods of the land, how to resist the growth of this church, resulting in continuous ingathering of abiding multitude all through this prophetic season. Lift up your voice everywhere. Engage your faith and your heart in this prayer. Pray with every fervency of the Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree judgment upon the gods of the land, how to resist the growth of this church, resulting in continuous ingathering of abiding multitude all through this prophetic season. Is someone lifting up his voice? Ensure heaven hears your voice of intercession. Don't just mutter words. Ensure that heaven hears your voice of prayer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we decree judgment. We decree judgment upon the gods of the land, how to resist the growth of this church, resulting in the continuous ingathering of abiding multitude all through this prophetic season. You said we will decree a thing, and it shall be established. Lift up your voice everywhere. Engage your faith. Engage your heart. This is warfare prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree judgment. We decree judgment upon the gods of the land. How to resist the growth of this church, resulting in continuous ingathering of abiding multitude all through this prophetic season. Lift up your voice, pray in your understanding, pray in the Holy Ghost, engage your faith, engage your heart as we lift up our voices in one accord, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree judgment upon the gods of the land. How to resist the growth of this church, resulting in continuous ingathering of abiding multitude all through this prophetic season. This is our heart desire. We lift up our voice in one accord. Father, we decree judgment upon the gods of the land. How to resist the growth of this church, resulting in continuous ingathering of abiding multitude all through this prophetic season. Is someone lifting up his voice? Let heaven register your voice of intercession. Pray in understanding. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Engage your faith and engage your heart. Father, we decree judgment. Decree judgment upon the gods of the land. How to resist the growth of this church, resulting in continuous ingathering of abiding multitude all through this prophetic season. For you said in your word, you will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and against the gods of Egypt, you will execute judgment. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Father, we decree judgment upon the gods of the land. How to resist the growth of this church, resulting in the continuous ingathering of abiding multitude all through this prophetic season. Pray in your understanding. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Engage your faith and engage your heart. This is a prayer that must be answered against the gods of the land. Father, we decree judgment upon the gods of the land. How to resist the growth of this church, resulting in the continuous ingathering of abiding multitude all through this prophetic season. Father, this is our heart desire. We decree judgment upon the gods of the land. How to resist the growth of this church, resulting in the continuous ingathering of abiding multitude all through this prophetic season. Let's begin to magnify the name of the Lord for answered prayers. Father, thank you. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Put those wonderful hands together for Jesus, and please, you may take your seat.
Right now, it's time for personal supplication. We have the opportunity at this time to go before the Lord, giving expression to the desires of our heart. As we do so this morning, let's draw strength from 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 12. The Bible speaking here says, 1 Peter 3, 12, "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous," and that's you, "and his ears are open unto their prayers." God's ears are open as you and I pray this morning, and that means we are returning with our answers in Jesus' name. Please rise up on your feet and begin to pour out your soul unto God. Remember, his ears are opened unto you and I right now. Whatever those issues might be, begin to speak unto the Lord from the depth of your soul, and do it in faith. Lift up your voice right now. Begin to thank God. Lift up your hands if you can. Magnify his name. Thank him in your understanding. Give him praise and glory for answered prayers. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Please take your seats. Put your hand together for the Lord.
This morning it is testimony time. Can we make it louder? My breakthrough time. Please, let's listen to the following documented testimonies and we shall be blessed as we do. Number one, painful growth disappeared supernaturally. Hallelujah. I started feeling pain on the right side of my lower abdomen about 2 years ago. On Sunday after the service, the pain became worse and persistent. Despite this, I continue to engage in kingdom advancement endeavors, in prayers, in pursuit of souls, and the follow-up of new converts. On Tuesday during the outreaches, God gave me 4 new converts, and 3 of them were in church yesterday. Let's celebrate Jesus. This gave me assurance that the same Jesus saving souls is the healer of my body. I made up my mind to do a scan, but I gave God 5 reasons why I cannot be labeled with a negative diagnosis. As the radiologist put the probe on that side, I felt the pain. He said, there is a large cyst here, which he measured to be 55 millimeters by 43 millimeters. He put the probe back to continue the scan, and with a confused look, he asked his assistant, what just happened? They were looking for the cyst they had just measured, and it was no longer there. Hallelujah. It was big and unmistakable, but it had disappeared. Hallelujah. I was given a scan report which read, normal abdominal scan, normal pelvic scan. Is somebody celebrating Jesus? Serving God pays. Matthew 6:33 is the answer. The testifier is Anoluapo Fetuga. For this amazing testimony, put your hands together for the Almighty God. Number 2, now a new man in Christ. I joined this commission in 2018, and during the lockdown, the devil saw that the place he left was empty, because I was no longer engaging. So, he came back. Before I knew it, I had started smoking, drinking, and masturbating again. However, I met a family on outreach. I went to them and told them I'm a member of this church. When they greeted me with our recent covenant greeting, I could not respond, and as a result, I was grieved. I knew the light I had earlier caught was dying off. Thereafter, I disengaged and then attended the midweek service. I partook of the communion and all habits and immoral acts disappeared. Who is celebrating Jesus? Immediately, I engaged in Operation 10 for Christ 2020. And prayerfully went after souls. Today, I have 6 established souls for Christ. Hallelujah. Then God showed up. Now I am an employer of labor. To God be all the glory. The testifier is Solomon Opayemi Moses. Please rise up on your feet. Put your hands together for Jesus in appreciation of these testimonies.
Shall we lift our hands to heaven and glorify God this morning? Let's give him praise and give him glory. Let's give honor and adoration to him, appreciating him for the blessing of his presence this morning, thanking him for the testimonies of his mighty works in our midst. Let's give him the praise. These are the doings of the Lord. They are marvelous in our eyes. We owe him the glory. We owe him the honor.
Give it to him this morning. Make sure your own voice is registered in gratitude to heaven. Don't mutter words, give thanks. Don't mutter words, give thanks. Appreciate him. Our God is good. Ever walk in salvation in the midst of his people. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Celebrate the faithfulness of our God. Thank him from the depth of your heart. Our Father, we give you the praise and the glory. Now also thank him for the answer to prayers. Every time we call, he hears us. Every time we ask him, he delivers to us. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give adoration to him. Celebrate him. Our God is faithful. He's worthy of all the praise. He's worthy of all the glory. He's worthy of all the honor. He's worthy of all the adoration. Now begin to ask the Lord to speak to you this morning. All the people gathered early in the morning for to hear him. My Father, my God, I've come to hear from you today. Speak directly to me by your word. I've come for an encounter with you. Let your light shine in my direction. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Father, Lord, we thank you this morning for the blessing of your presence. We thank you for your mighty acts in our midst. These testimonies are your doings, and they are marvelous in our eyes. And for it, Lord, we give you all the praise. Lord, for the answer to prayer, we say, Father, thank you. And now, Lord, our eyes are upon you this morning. Speak to us by your word. Let everyone experience a change of story. We give you the praise and glory, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say a loud amen. Give Jesus a big hand, and please, you may be seated in his presence. It is my year of breaking limits. We have been looking at this line of exhortations all through this week. Obedience speaks louder than voice. Obedience speaks louder than voice. We have come to recognize that God's commandment is always for our benefit. And when a man is in obedience to God, that individual does not need to struggle for God's response. He said, if you hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God and observe to do all that I command you this day, he said, the Lord will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. So clearly, according to scriptures, there are things that you don't need to ask for when you simply engage in obedience. Obedience is louder than the loudest voice. No matter how you scream in prayer, it will not match your obedience to God's instruction. The instruction of God, when engaged with in obedience, will always provoke the hand of God to deliver our desires. It's important to note this morning, and this is where we begin, that obedience is either total or it is disobedience. Obedience is either total or it is disobedience. In 1 Samuel chapter 13, beginning from verse 13 all the way to verse 23, we come across the experience of Saul, the king of Israel, and how that the Lord had given an instruction and asked Saul to go to the Amalekites and destroy everyone, utterly, both animal and people, and ensure that no one escapes. The Bible says that Saul returned, and then Samuel came to meet with Saul. And Saul said, Lord, Master, we have done all that you have asked. And Samuel said, what is this bleating of the sheep that I hear? He said, well, the people brought the fattest of the sheep in order to do sacrifice to the Lord. And they brought the king of the Amalekites. And Samuel said, when you were small in your own eyes, God made you the king of Israel. He said, is God more interested in sacrifice than to obey his voice? Obedience is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. You see, scriptures make it very clear to us that God's instruction is not to be selectively engaged. It must be completely engaged. Those who select instructions to obey have inadvertently disobeyed God. Because until obedience is complete, it is equal to disobedience. Partial obedience is never acceptable before God. We have this all through the scriptures. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 6, it said, when your obedience is complete, it said, it is then that you will avenge all disobedience. So completing the instructions of God in obedience is what positions you and I to enjoy the fullness of the blessing of God. The Bible tells us something in the book of Numbers chapter 32, verse 11
and verse 12. And this is concerning the children of Israel and also the man Caleb. It says, surely none of all the men that came up out of Egypt from 20 years old and upward shall see the land which I swear to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob. Why? He said, because they have not wholly followed me. They have not wholly followed me. When you look at the exodus of the children of Israel from Egypt into the promised land, you will discover that they obeyed selectively. Sometimes they would do what God says. Other times they would do what they want. So it was not that they disobeyed completely, but they obeyed selectively. And God said, because they have not fully or wholly followed me, they will not enter into the land. But look at what the Bible says in verse 12. It says, save or except Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua the son of Nun. Why? For they have wholly followed me. Out of that entire generation, only two individuals were able to stand in the promise because they completely obeyed God. Obedience that is partial will never bring to pass the promise. If you are going to enjoy the promise that God has made to every one of his children, then we must understand that our obedience must be complete. It is complete obedience that secures God's response. Look at the story of Naaman in scriptures. In 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 9 to verse 14, the Bible tells us how that Naaman, a Syrian commander, had come to the man Elisha and asked of Elisha, you know, for his intervention because he was a leper. And he said, go to the river Jordan and go there and dip seven times. Until the seventh time, the miracle did not take place. Why? Because when it comes to our obedience, until it is complete, God's response cannot be received. It is complete obedience that provokes the experience of God's response. Naaman dipped the first time, nothing seemed to happen. Second time, nothing seemed to happen. In fact, it's possible that he was looking worse and worse with each dip. But after the seventh time, the Bible said he came back and his skin became like that of a little child. There was a supernatural turnaround at the point of the completion of his obedience. It's important for us to understand, therefore, it is not enough to do some of what God has said. It is vital to do all of what God has said. In Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night. He said, to observe and to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Not some, but all. Hearken to do all that I command thee this day. That was the charge of Moses to the man Joshua. And what did Joshua do? The Bible says in the book of Joshua 11 and verse 15, concerning Joshua, he said, all that the Lord commanded Moses, he said, Moses commanded Joshua. And so did Joshua, and he left nothing undone of all that the Lord commanded Moses. God told Joshua, do all. And Joshua did all. And what occurred for Joshua? Joshua 21 and verse 45. He said there failed not aught of the good things which the Lord has spoken concerning Israel. All came to pass. Complete obedience will bring about complete manifestation. God showed up on the behalf of Joshua and the children of Israel at the instance of their obedience. It's important for us to understand, therefore, that our commitment to obedience is the key to enjoying the fullness of the promise. You see, the children of Israel can be divided into two different generations. The generation that came out of Egypt and the ones that went into the land of promise. Those who came out of Egypt, out of them, those that were 20 years and upward, the Bible says only two entered the land of promise. And those who were born in the wilderness, who the only thing they knew how to do was be following what God is saying, right, left, center, every one of them entered into the land of promise. They started in an unfortunate situation, but ended in a place of testimony by obedience. When your obedience is complete, it doesn't matter where you start from. What matters is your concluding point, because your end will always be better than when you began. Shout hallelujah. That's what occurs when we obey God. That's what occurs when we stand in the place of obedience. It's so important for us to understand that, therefore, stand effectively, obeying God. Every instruction that is given, stand with it, pursue it, and press into it, and watch God begin to show forth on your behalf. Let's understand this morning, that God will always manifest himself to the obedient. God will always manifest himself to the obedient. The obedient does not have to look for God's manifestation. It's everywhere around him. The obedient will always experience the manifestation of God. In John chapter 14 and verse 21, Jesus speaking, he said, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, it is he that loveth me. And I will love him, and he shall be loved of my Father. And I will manifest myself unto him." The manifestation of God is the portion of everyone committed to obeying God. It's as simple as that. And when God shows up, mountains melt out of the way. He said, "Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens." Psalm 65, beginning from verse 1. He said, "And that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains may flow at thy presence." So obstacles are cleared out of the way when God manifests on your behalf. But God manifests only in the direction of the obedient. That means that you and I must position ourselves to live a life of obedience if we are going to experience all that God has in store for us. In John chapter 9, beginning from verse 1 to 8, John chapter 9, beginning from verse 1 to 8, we are told there about this blind man that came in contact with Jesus. He wanted Jesus' intervention. And Jesus put mud and clay in his eyes and told him, "Go to the pool of Siloam and wash there." And the Bible says he went and washed and came back seeing. Until he obeyed, the miracle was not received. You see, there is no excuse. We have heard God's servant say that over and over again. There is no excuse that is tenable for disobedience. The man was a blind man. Jesus said, "Go to the pool called Siloam and go there and wash." Don't just go to any pool. There may be many pools on the way. But there is only one you are permitted to go, the one called Siloam. Now, this is a blind man. How will he know what pool he arrives at? How will he go from where Jesus met him to the place Jesus sent him? It is not about the excuses you can make. It is simply doing all you can to obey God. Now, hear this. The instructions of God may be inconvenient, but it is in their inconvenience that they bring perfection to our lives. It may be inconvenient. It may be something that may be, you know, beyond natural, your natural comfort. But it is in pressing to obey God that you experience God decorate you. Therefore, I want to charge each one of us. Take advantage of every instruction. Take advantage of every direction. Whatever it is that God tells you, whether it's in your private time or corporately, it tells us as a body, dive into it. It is obeying what God says that causes him to decorate every area of our lives. My prayer is that no one here will lack God's decoration in the name of Jesus. No one here will lack God's manifestation in the name of Jesus. In every area of your life, they will see the finger and the hand of God. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. I said, somebody believe it, say louder, amen. Amen. There's a point where people explain that God is with them, and there are other points where people begin to demonstrate that God is with them. The demonstration is God's manifestation, where people simply see God is with this person. It is clear by the evidences in their life. That will be your own testimony from now, in the name of Jesus. Rise your feet with me this morning. Lift your voice, lift your hands. Lord, I receive grace for complete obedience. 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 Lift your voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. Take grace from God. Take grace from God. Take grace from God. Lord, I receive grace for complete obedience. For complete obedience. Let your grace be made available to me to obey you wholly, the way Caleb did. To obey you wholly, the way
Joshua did, to obey you wholly, the way Naaman did, I receive that grace today. Lift your voice and take grace from God. Lift your voice and take grace from God. Make sure your voice is heard on high today as you begin to receive grace. It said we are to come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. My Father, my God, I receive your grace. I receive your grace. Lift your voice and tap into that grace today. Lift your voice and tap into that grace today. Grace for full obedience, not partial obedience, full obedience in this prophetic season. I receive that grace. I receive that grace. I receive that grace. Now begin to tap into that grace specifically for Operation 10 for Christ 2020. People are already testifying, Lord, I receive grace to engage fully in this ongoing operation. To engage fully on the harvest field. To engage fully on the prayer altar, which results in the name of Jesus, that when my cloud is full, my rain will fall. Lift your voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. Pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. I take grace from you this morning. Father, thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. There's no one who God cannot change his story when that individual begins to engage. You heard the testimony we read this morning. That person said they had already fallen back, smoking, drinking, you know, masturbating, everything upside down, but came, turned his life over to God one more time and began to pursue. He said, I already have 6 souls established, and God stepped in. God will always manifest when you begin to obey him. That individual's story changed. He said, now I am an employer of labor. The destiny that would have been written off by the devil, here we find his destiny being decorated. Your own story will change in the name of Jesus Christ. Speak to the day right now and make your decree concerning this day. Is what you declare that God delivers. Speak to it right now. Speak to it right now. Speak to the day right now, making your declaration, issuing your decrees. Make your declaration and issue your decree this morning. Do it from the depth of your heart. Do it with confidence in God. Do it wholeheartedly this morning. Issue your decree. The day is declared blessed. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. This day is declared blessed for you to be a day of testimonies. God will show up on your behalf today in the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Take advantage of every opportunity today. And as you do, expect God to decorate you. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It's my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. You are blessed.